So welcome everyone to the Heathrow full year results. Thank you for those in the room who are here. Thank you for those on the phone who have dialed in. I'm John Holland-Kay, I'm the Chief Executive of Heathrow Airport. With me is Jose Leo, the CFO, with Andrew Ethion, Group Treasurer, and Anne Hearn, who's Head of Debt Investor Relations. I'm going to quickly run through the operational highlights, then Jose is going to do the fun bit on the finance, and then I'll come back to strategic agenda, which I touched on at our last meeting. And for those of you who are viewing remotely, you can view the presentation through the link on the invitation or directly on our website. And two key messages, really, I wanted to bring over. The first is that, which I hope will be music to the ears of those in the debt community, which we're just doing what we said we would do. We are delivering to plan, and I hope that you will see that there's no surprises here. We are continuing to deliver good performance in a very good situation. The second is just to highlight that we're moving out of one phase of our business where we've been investing very significantly over more than a decade with £11 billion of investment to transform Heathrow. And we're now moving into a lighter period of capital investment where we're investing £500 to £600 million a year. So a slightly more modest capital investment phase. But what's significant about it is we now move into a more stable period where we're generating cash after investment and interest for the first time in over a decade. So it's a very significant point for us. We expect that we'll be in a similar position for the coming years as we go through this quinquennium. So let me start by talking about 2014. And it's been a fabulous year. Operationally, financially, strategically, we've had a great year. We've delivered really good service standards. For the first time ever, we have been up at the top end among the major airports in Europe. We measure our how well we're doing in terms of passenger satisfaction on a scale of 1 to 5, which is a global standard survey that is carried out. And for the first time ever, we achieved more than 4 out of 5, which broadly means that 80% of passengers think we're doing a fantastic job. And that put us in the top quartile among the major European airports. And we actually overtook Amsterdam as being the highest rated of the major hubs in Europe for the first time ever. That's a big milestone we've been aiming for as long as I have been with the company in the last 6 years. And we've done that while welcoming more passengers than ever before. Some of that is about the new facilities, the new Terminal 2. Some of it is also about the change in service culture that we have. Should also highlight Terminal 2 opening. That has moved us from being in a heavy construction phase into a service phase. It's now home to 26 airlines. It's very unusual for these big terminal and airport openings to happen smoothly. In this case, they have. And that's down to some good planning, good working together with airlines, with ground handlers, and lots of training and testing. That's helped us to deliver a very good financial performance. Our revenue is up 8.8% to £2.7 billion. Our EBITDA, which is the main profit measure that we look at as a good measure of cash flow, is up just over 10% to £1.567 billion. As you know, my aim is to take Heathrow from being one of the best airports in Europe now to being one of the best airports in the world, so I'm really pleased with the way in which we have started to do that. We're now planning for how we now go further. In terms of our strategic agenda of expansion, we've had very good support coming out nationally. 32 Chambers of Commerce, there are just over 50 Chambers of Commerce in the UK, but 32 of them have come out in support of Heathrow expansion. And over 50% of the people in the constituencies around Heathrow are now supporting Heathrow expansion. So we're seeing some good momentum building up there. But let me move on to slide 4 and just talk about what we're doing around passenger service. First point is that we've talked a little bit about overtaking Amsterdam. We know that Amsterdam will come back and they will want to regain their position. That's good for passengers.